We return to News Radio KMAN. Jack Alston, EcoDevo president for Pottawatomie County, and we had numbers come out, you know, monthly, and unemployment is still low in the area. And one of the great challenges, and I know that this was talked about at the regional leaders meeting up in Kansas, in Olathe, but workforce development is still a big challenge.
Yes. And, you know, we did a strategic workforce implementation plan with the members of the community and the HR directors and whatnot a couple years ago. And we pursued the Work Ready initiative put together by ACT. And essentially, it meant having all of the schools, the four school high schools in our area, have all the kids take work keys, continue to have Kansas Works promote work keys. And we became a certified Work Ready community in December 2016. That meant a lot in terms of trying to build a pipeline and knowing where the pipeline was and looking at the number. There's platinum, gold, silver, and bronze. And you could pretty much count on the silvers and gold will make excellent employees. The platinums are probably going to go off and be doctors and lawyers and such. But so you're trying to build up that pipeline. And right now, over 800 have taken the work keys in Pottawatomie County in the last few years. And so we became we maintained our status in 2018, and then in 2019, about 9 months ago, we got double maintenance, and in January we got triple maintenance. So we're like the third county in the whole country.
In the country?
Yes. Out of 300 certified, close to 400 certified counties right now, and many, many more participating that haven't even reached certified status yet. Now, the whole state of Missouri is like 81 out of 115 are certified. In Kansas, it's four. Us, Geary, Labatt, and Cherokee. Now, there are some counties that are participating. And, for the business attraction people, it helps sell your workforce and helps say that we have a pipeline and that pipeline is going to continue. The work keys is unlike the college entrance exam is looking at cognitive and foundational skills, and was developed by ACT. Employers went to ACT and said, build us a program in which we can test the skills, not the academic skills, but the foundational skills of people. So they did that. The program has been going. WorkEase has been out there, but this Certified Work Ready program has only been around since 2013. So it's a real plus for us and helps build. WAMIGO in particular is using it for each kid they're taking. It helps them with their individual plan of study and helps prepare them for their career. So if the scores are good enough, then the kid can pursue that type of career.
That's a nice tie-in to the great news for Manhattan Area Technical College.
Yes.
And their growth into a new facility in WAMIGO.
Yes. The purchase of that property is going to take place relatively soon.
That's already been approved by the MATC
board. And our board has had a presentation from BBN Architects. It's preliminary, but at least it let the business community know that this is moving forward. And the school superintendent, Tim Winter, attended the meeting as well. And it allows for great opportunities for the kids, especially with dual credit. Some of the details are preliminary. And the aspirations are very strong now. So this will be a very strong partnership. And we have hopes at Highland Community College as well that they're going to be building some new facilities. And as a matter of fact, I have a noon meeting on that, and it deals with child care. And we've been pushing forward in child care. And our two workforce development winners of awards this year are Aaron Tynan with the Extension Office, affiliated with K-State, and Professor Dr. Bradford Wiles, who's led the child care study effort for studying supply and demand and needs. In the last 3 years, we've got three new child care facilities, centers, one in Onega near the hospital, and Jamboree, and the other one. Mm-hmm. It's owned by my
You don't Jennifer have a database Clemens. In your hand.
Yeah. It, so and that's moved real well. And we're going to continue to do that, and that's why we're working on an early childhood learning center.
I think, with workforce development and new businesses coming in, we need more residents. We need more residents, and attracting people to come in and take some of these jobs. And here again, that adds to all the other challenges with child care and education.
Yeah. And, what the elementary school in Blue Township is going to help with that a lot.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe it's going to lay the foundation to build sidewalks and new roads and new utilities there, and it's going to help. Hopefully, it'll help traffic up there as well.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left, Jack.
Okay.
A couple of other highlights that you want to share with us.
Got our annual meeting coming up. We've got, a lot of metrics that we're really happy about. Like I mentioned, the loan program and the companies coming in. The organization itself has grown, but it's grown also, kind of organically with the partnership with the Manhattan Area Chamber. I pretty much walk in there and just go to an office. I don't even check in. It's only Jack, and that sort of thing is, you can't buy that. You can't buy those types of relationships that we have. I think, relationships is about, it's a big part of economic development, building those relationships and having people trust you and so forth. I'm going to be, Gina Kugler and I are testifying before the Senate Education Committee, coming up, on Monday. I'm a little nervous. I haven't done that in over 30 years.
I've done that once and
it's scary.
It is. It is a little intimidating.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Script everything out. Or bullet pointed or something.
I'm only talking for 5 minutes. I'm letting Gina.
And that will sound like forever.
Yeah.
and one of the things that you will notice when you're looking across the table of all those that you're going to be testifying to, they're not paying attention to you.
They won't be paying any attention to me because I'm pretty boring.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
You're prepped up and ready yet?
No.
Okay. That's what the weekend's for, right?
That's right. That's what it's for.
Jack, appreciate you coming in and sharing a lot of good news, a lot of positive things happening in Pottawatomie County in the world of economic development, and continue good work and getting those victories that we have, like with Corteva.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples. Thanks to Bob Koppel, who is in earlier in the program, Jack Alston with Pott County EcoDevo. Clark Howard is next, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, a best of the game, and we got K-State baseball and Manhattan High basketball online, all today on K-Man.